What does the word literature spark in your imagination? Do you think first of books? You would not be alone in that, but of course, literature can be much, much more than what's found between the covers of a book. And the Ashland Literary Arts Festival gives the boundaries a good stretch next weekend with a series of events at the Hannon Library at Southern Oregon University. Books, sure, but also comic books and cinema and even cooking are considered among the offerings. Two guests with us here, Todd Davies and Maureen Battistella, guests of the Exchange in the past. Good to see you back here. And co-organizers, is that what you are of the...
No. Maureen's got a lot more on her plate than organizing.
Mm-hmm. All right, and she's making a face, too. So, I mean, how do we identify you in relation to the Ashland Literary Arts Festival?
Well, I'm a guest, I suppose, a content guest for
an
that
honored
day.
Guest.
Yeah. Todd invited our project to come and display in the Digital Arts Gallery, the downstairs Digital Arts Gallery in the Hannon Library on the first floor. So we'll have live stories throughout the day, the stories of Southern Oregon Project.
Okay, so it's like an oral history project?
Yeah, well, these are, we've collected about 175 stories throughout the course of the project so far, but some of the stories will be live in the gallery. It's a dimly lit room, and the storyteller will be in that dark area, and there are incredible photographs will be projected on three walls around in that room, so they'll tell stories against the backdrop of their photographs.
Wow! So this is an example of the ways in which we've taken things beyond just straight talking about books and authors. Todd Davies, tell us about the evolution.
Oh well, absolutely. Well, this has been a Hannon Library event, I think, for the last 5 years, and it was strictly books, and it was strictly local. And I belong to a thing called the Southern Oregon Literary Alliance, which is a bunch of independent publishers in Southern Oregon, and we belong to a larger entity called Cascadia Publishers, which is about 30 independent publishers from BC down to Oakland. All of us believing that independent voices of all kinds and independent stories of all kinds need to be preserved and need to be worked on co-creatively with the audience. So we went to Hannon and we said, don't you want to open this up? Shouldn't we open this up to Cascadia? Shouldn't we open this up to publishers? Shouldn't we open this up to comic books? I went after Maureen. Mm-hmm. I said, please come. Please take over. Because the idea of her doing Southern Oregon stories, that she's hearing the stories of people that might otherwise be overlooked but which are so important to the culture, just thrilled me, actually. So, yay. And also, thank you, People's Bank of Commerce, for sponsoring Maureen, because they are. So that's what we did. We have many, many things going on. We have a film mm-hmm. going on at the Meese Auditorium at the end of the day from 4 to 6, not in the Hannon Library.
So most of the events are actually Saturday from 10 until...
They're almost all... In the library, they're all from 10 to 4, mm-hmm. Ending with the Wonder Woman costume contest. And then we're hoping everyone decants from the library over to the Meese Auditorium, which is on opposite the Schneider Museum, to see Alex Cox's film Walker, which was made in the 80s with the Nicaraguan army, in fact, in Nicaragua. And then Alex Cox, the director, and also my dear husband, he and Richard Herskowitz of the Ashland Film Festival and Andrew Gay of SOU NJPR will have a freewheeling conversation about that and about how that is literature, too.
Andrew Gay is one of our regulars on the Signals and Noise segment, which actually follows this one on today's program. Wonder Woman costume contest. This is not something that might have been featured at previous versions of this event, which has now become the Ashland Literary Arts Festival. Tell us about how you decided to branch off. There's a lot of comic book stuff this time, it looks like.
Well, there's the first book that my press published was called The Supergirls, A History of the American Superheroine, written by Mike Madrid, who I think is going to be on your show tomorrow.
Tomorrow night,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's in love with Wonder Woman. I mean, seriously, mm-hmm. in love with Wonder Woman. I can't even tell you. You ask him tomorrow. And Laura Kimberly of the Medford Public Library was very jazzed about this, and she said, can't we have a Wonder Woman costume contest? And I said, of course we can. And Mike is, I mean, we can do anything, honey, because I think Wonder Woman is literature. Mm-hmm. So, and it's almost Halloween. You know, and Mike is, I talked to Mike the other day, and he'll tell you tomorrow, he's really hoping for the wildest possible costumes. He said he wanted a dog Wonder Woman, but I have to tell him we can't have dogs in the library. But there is a big window next to where we're going to do the costume contest. So if you have a dog dressed as Wonder Woman, bring it outside that window, and I will tell Mike to look for it, and you will probably win a prize.
All right, Dogs Dressed as Wonder Woman, one of the features, we hope, of the Ashland Literary Arts Festival. Most of the events, 10 to 4, at the Hannon Library at the Southern Oregon University campus on Saturday. Todd Davies, the organizer, Maureen Battistella, is going to be displaying stuff in the Digital Arts Gallery, Southern Oregon Stories. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Questions, comments, have you attended previous events that are, well, they were called something else, but this is now the Ashland Literary Arts Festival.
Because not just books.
They're not just books. So join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Maureen, tell us more about the Southern Oregon Stories. Who are the people who are telling stories here?
Yeah, we've got six storytellers coming into the gallery on Saturday beginning at 10 o'clock. So on the hour, it'll switch out. The first one is Gary Buck from the Smoke Jump, Siskiyou Smoke Jump base out in Cave Junction.
He's been our guest before, a former smoke jumper. Yeah.
He's just an amazing man, and the courage and the bonding that has occurred between those men over the course of a lifetime of danger is just extraordinary. And you should see the photos. The photos show the perfect jump in all of its phases, from preparing to emerge from that plane into the final landing. At 10 o'clock, Robert Herning will come. He's been on the exchange before for trains, but he is actually a member of the Tequilma Commune, which was known for its nakedness in the 70s and 80s. And Robert was one of the key organizers for contracts with the Forest Service to reforest clear cuts in the 70s and 80s. And actually, his crew, Greenside Up, reforested the Chetco Bar area, which just burned.
Sure, yeah.
So the photographs of these hippies out in the woods with hodads and bandanas on these extreme slopes are just so compelling. At noon, Chris Bratt will talk. He was an activist one of the ex-urbanites that came up from California in the 70s, and his role in the environmental development of the Applegate was to stop the logging.
Yeah, he was a member of the old Headwaters group for years.
Exactly.
I remember him well, yes.
Exactly. And he's just a wonderful man with all kinds of stories, and he'll actually sing, I think. I'm particularly pleased at the 1 o'clock event, Glenn Wadstein will be there. He first caught gold fever when he was 22. He was walking a stream and kicked a rock and turned up a nugget as big as his fist. So he'll be showing photographs of the pounds and pounds of gold that he's collected over the period of time over the at the Sterling Creek. It's an exciting lineup. We've got two other speakers too.
I want to drift away here just a bit though, because from the reality of life that people have lived in Southern Oregon to we haven't talked yet about the superhero costume cosplay karaoke, Todd Davies.
That's Laura Kimberly again. I have to say, our librarians in the Rogue Valley are the most amazing superheroes ever.
And Laura will be our guest tomorrow too.
And Laura's going to be, and she is the firecracker to end all firecrackers. I mean, honestly, you will see. And the studio will explode. And by the way, we have a brand new librarian at Ashland Library, Kristen Anderson, who's fantastic, mm-hmm, too, mm-hmm, who's actually going to be holding the clipboard at the superhero cosplay karaoke. And Laura said, can't you do superhero cosplay karaoke? And I said, honey, we can do anything you want. Mm-hmm. She said, oh, it would be so much fun. And I said, okay. And one of the things that we are doing is Shakespeare is going to be there all day, because obviously we are Ashland.
If you look over your right shoulder, he just went out of sight. There's Jeff Ridden, who is actually playing Shakespeare, who is also a volunteer at JPR. So it's sort of like Old Home Week in a different way here.
So it will be Jeff Ridden. Okay, you gave it away. All right.
Shakespeare will be there, yes.
Shakespeare will be there, and he's going to greet everybody at 10 in the morning in Elizabethan English. And you can take a selfie with Shakespeare with the second and the fourth folio in Special Collections, and you can go upstairs and hear him sing a sonnet. But here's the real thing. He is going to open the superhero cosplay karaoke by performing Don't Fear the Reaper.
All right, so Jeff Ridden as Shakespeare,
yes,
doing Blue Oyster Cult karaoke of Don't Fear the Reaper.
That's right. That's right.
Wow. That's.
Are you able to see this anywhere else?
No.
No.
No, clearly.
And let me, this is where I should say, this is free and open to the public and free parking. And we have food trucks.
Oh, all right. Free parking and food trucks. All that coming to the Ashland Literary Arts Festival, Saturday 10 to 4, with most of the events at the Hannon Library on the Southern Oregon University campus. We have Todd Davies, the organizer, Maureen Battistella, who is there bringing in Southern Oregon stories. I want to get into some of the other literary things because, I mean, Jeff Ridden is... not just doing Shakespeare for jokes. He's also reading some sonnets. Is that right?
He's actually going to sing them, I think.
Oh, is he? Okay. Mm-hmm. Sonnets. Take a selfie with Shakespeare. What else do we have here?
We have tons of literature. We just haven't gotten to it yet.
Finding Your Voice at a Poetry Workshop, I see, with Patty Wixon.
And Amy McLennan, who has been our poetry goddess and has organized the poetry floor, which will be floor two. If you want to get your fill of poetry, go to floor two immediately.
And David Horowitz, I see, and Pepper Trail reading poetry as well.
That's right. And C.S. Krasuski, who is coming all the way from the East Coast, he writes for EAP, the magazine, and he writes in Polish, and he also translates poetry from the Polish.
It's fun to see the lines of people and names that that flow both through the Ashland Literary Arts Festival, but also through the Jefferson Exchange. And so, for example, Dearest Minnie, the book written by Leslie Compton, will be featured there, and she was also on the exchange a few weeks ago.
Excellent. And I know you had Elizabeth Woody, our Oregon Poet Laureate, on a while ago. She's going to be introduced by Lawson Inada, who is an ex-Oregon Poet Laureate, which I think is pretty cool that we have two Oregon Poet Laureates on Saturday.
Talk about A Thousand Ways to Kiss the Ground, Writing the Dervish Essay, a session with Robert Vivian.
That's coming down. Timberline Review is coming down from Portland. Timberline Review is the magazine of Willamette writers, and they are bringing Robert Vivian down. So that should be an exciting one.
And Maureen, we haven't talked about your final two Southern Oregon stories. It looks like I Mind Sterling Creek with Glenn Wadheim is one of your events.
Wadstein, yep. Glenn found pounds and pounds of gold in Sterling Creek. He mined Sterling Creek for about 20 years. And at 2 o'clock, Alina Black will be speaking. Her parents were John and Marguerite Black. They grew up in the Applegate, and Marguerite kept a diary and photographed throughout her life. And what Annis has done over the course of her life is match her mother's diaries with her photographs. So these are stories and photographs from about the 20s all the way through the 90s, photographs that have never been seen before. And I think you know Peter Sage as well. Peter Sage is a huge booster for JPR.
And yes, he is.
I love his voice. Every time I hear his voice on JPR, I just tune right in.
It's distinctive. You know Peter Sage when you hear him.
He's great. He's great. He writes a blog spot, and he's also the owner and resident of a century farm out under the Table Rock. That's just a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. I have to say that the Ashland Literary Arts Festival is really an extraordinary event on campus and also in the community. If you've not been there before, there's a sense of really exquisite tension and excitement when you walk in there, and people are just rushing around from area to area, seeing and experiencing and seeing friends throughout the day. It's a wonderful way to welcome the campus in the fall.
And the other thing is there are actually going to be almost 20 independent publishers with tables there, publishers coming down all the way from Seattle and all the way from the south up from Oakland. So this is a great opportunity to talk about independent publishing with the publishers and find out what's going on with them.
So independent publishing and serious poetry and Wonder Woman costume contest, karaoke, and selfies with Shakespeare. You really,
all culture.
There's no corner you've left unlit here.
I hope there isn't.
There's food, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't forget that.
No, there's more.
There's a cooking demo. Me and Sarah Lemon.
This is hilarious.
Yeah, and it is literature. You know, Jam Today is definitely literature.
I noticed that this is what to cook when there's nothing else there, and it's interesting because the MC is John Baxter, the senior producer of the Exchange.
And there is a reason for that, which is that I did a cooking show on JPR about 20 years ago that John Baxter was a huge booster of, and the first refrigerator I ever looked in for the radio to say, okay, what do you have in your refrigerator? We're going to cook with it. Was John Baxter's.
And he swears you would die if you had to rely on what's in his refrigerator.
It was a lie. I could have cooked like an entire week of meals out of the beer and the eggs and the and the olives.
Oh, man, too much good stuff. So what is there any admission charge for the Ashland Literary Arts Festival?
Totally free.
Totally free? Free parking?
Free parking, totally free. You have to pay for the food truck, though.
Okay. Ashland Literary Arts Festival, 10 to 4 at the Hannon Library at the Southern Oregon University campus on Saturday. Todd Davies, the organizer, thank you so much for joining us. Maureen Battistella bringing in Southern Oregon stories, always looking for the great stories that people have to tell about their own history in Southern Oregon, and which leads to our history together. Thanks for joining us again.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.